What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, let's talk to Ron Jaworski. Let me just say to Jaws as we welcome him in, Ron Jaworski, I did not go to the prom with my cousin. I want to be on the record. Good morning, Jaws.
Why are you dragging me into this?
I need an ally. I need a
Misery
friend.
Loves company.
I need a friend, Jaws.
You need a friend. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning,
Jaws.
Guys again. I said, Jaws, we got to give you your props right out of the gate. We're going to get to the Eagles, obviously, in a very deep dive. But you know, you're the quarterback evaluator. And two that you freaking nailed in recent weeks, and these were the exact words. You said, Sam Darnold, I don't trust him in a big spot. And you said, Jordan Love, overrated. Jaws, a big two for two, my man.
Well, there have been a lot more than that, Joe. I studied the quarterback position from these guys back from my ESPN days where I evaluated the quarterbacks and went to pro days and got a good feel for what was going on within their mind as well as their talent. So when I watched the quarterback play, and obviously I played for 17 years at the NFL level, you get an appreciation of what it takes to be successful. So when I evaluate the quarterbacks, it's basically what I see on tape, what they show me. I don't get the opportunity to talk to these guys like I used to when I was doing other things, but the eye in the sky does not lie. So when I look at the tape and I see the quarterbacks, I pretty much have been pretty good at evaluating them.
Good. So how well did Jalen play against the Packers?
The word I use when I talk about a postgame show, I use the term measured. I thought he was very measured in the game. I think there were some opportunities in the past that he would have taken some shots, but I think he understood that this defense is playing at a very high level. You can play risk-free football, not put the ball in harm's way, and still win the football game. So in that regard, I thought that's how he played. He wasn't a risk-taker because he didn't have to be.
Huh. Joe's one of the – let me ask you this. Okay, before we get to the future, a big commentary yesterday floating around, and I think there's truth to it. The Eagles receivers didn't get open as much as they normally do, and that made it harder for Jalen. Is that what the tape showed you?
No, I looked at the All-22 yesterday, and it did not show me that. There were opportunities. Hey, it wasn't a throwball game where we got a lot of opportunities. And I actually thought, from an overall game management standpoint, I thought Jalen did a really good job. Sometimes it doesn't show up in basically, to the optic or the eye or the numbers. But, the audible Dallas Goedert was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal call. The Packers are not a blitzing team. They only blitzed five times in the game, and they paid a dear price when he went to the audible to Goddard. Goddard obviously made a hell of a play.
Yeah.
But Jalen got him in the right play, and that's the quarterback's biggest role, get out of bad plays, and he did.
What about the timing of the offense? There have been discussions on that with the routes that are running longer downfield, taking longer to develop. Is there an argument that says Kellen Moore needs to call more of the stuff that's faster developing to get the ball out of his hand, to get him into a rhythm, or try to get him into a rhythm earlier? Is there something to that?
I think for the most part, Kellen's done a really good job using a short, quick passing game and using the backs and the bubble screens. Sometimes our complaint is there's too many of these bubble screens. But, when you look at the game, he only dropped back, 24 times. So it's not a large sampling where you can say, well, we're going to run a bunch of dig routes, we're going to run some posts, we're going to run some corners. We're only throwing about 24 times. You're not going to get through your whole passing tree.
Jaws with us here. Jaws, in some ways...
So why is Jalen getting all this blame? I mean, really,
I don't know.
It feels like... My partner is blaming
Jalen. He wasn't razor sharp. I said, I used the word, I thought he was measured, which is fine. His job is to win football games. He's winning football games. It may not be the dynamic, quarterbacks throwing for 400 yards and things like that, but he is doing what a quarterback needs to do. That's win football games. He knows how to win, and he knows how to manage a game.
Well, I'll answer that. So, Jaws, here's what I'd say to that, and this is a point I was trying to make yesterday, and I've tried to make it throughout the season. I think the issue a lot of people have is when the challenge gets harder, will he have it in his bag to do more if necessary? And it probably will be necessary. Now, look, maybe they can just bludgeon teams and run for 250 yards and win the next three games that way. but you know, he may not, they may not be able to win every game that way. And if he has to do more through the air, is he prepared to? And I don't know the answer to that, but I have worry of that. So,
Joe, I mean, he's going to get a litmus test this week. The Rams are a very good defensive team. They're young, they're quick, they're fast, they're well coached. Chris Shula does this very good schematically. He'll get a lot of different looks. He's going to have to audible the line of scrimmage. He's going to have to recognize the defensive movement pre-snap and post-snap, which is most important when you play the Rams, because they move. What you see is what you don't necessarily get once the ball is snapped. So it's going to be a cerebral game against this Ram defense. It's a young, fast, quick, aggressive defense. He's going to have to make plays. They're going to have to throw the ball 30 times this week to move the football.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, this will be a good test for Jalen where he's at right now. But I'm quite honestly, I've talked to you guys all year long. I'm not concerned about him.
How good is Jalen? Well, the problem is people who doubt, I think at least Joe who doubts, feels as though Jalen is when he doesn't get rid of the ball, it's because he's slow at getting rid of the ball. It's because he's slow at reading. I get that impression.
Yeah,
people
I'll say
assume it's him making mistakes.
I'll say two
rather
things.
Than the offense just not functioning at top level.
Well, here's okay. So
I don't think he's making those mistakes.
Yeah, two main things, Jaws. I'll say to that. I do think he's not as quick processing as some quarterbacks. But to
Joe, and I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah.
In fact, the numbers bear that out. You look at snap to release. He's one of the slowest in the league.
Right. But to your point, Jaws, with where we kind of started 2 or 3 minutes ago, I think he has a conservative nature that is built in to both him and Sirianni the way they have approached this season. We've got a great defense. We've got a great running game. He doesn't need to be prime Aaron Rodgers for the team to win. And I admire his look. I think he's a game manager, Jaws. Some people see that as a slap in the face. You know, yeah, I'm not calling him Patrick Mahomes, but I'm not saying he's a bum. I mean, he manages games and win games.
Well, you said he was more Trent Dilfer yesterday.
Well, here, yeah,
is a slap. Well, in the face.
Okay, he won a Super Bowl, by the way. So you know, you may have to say you want.
Well,
to
that
say
was
about
the
Trent
point.
Well, Jaws, yeah, what I
Party Trophy,
right? What I said is if they win the Super Bowl,
I think he's becoming a game manager, and I say that in a positive way, like you do. I think game management is the most important thing a quarterback must do. Did you watch Sam Bradford last night? I'm not Sam Bradford, but the Vikings quarterback, Darnold. I mean, that was awful game man. He was standing back like a statue, holding on to the darn football. You got to know when to get rid of the football. And the one thing that Jalen will hold on to the football too long. I will agree with that statement and that belief in what you said. But the game manager is fine. You get out of bad plays, get into good plays, take running opportunities when they present themselves, throw the ball away when you have to. And by the way, I think there were opportunities Sunday. He could have gotten rid of the football, threw it away rather than try to run and slide. But I think overall, I think game manager says a lot, especially when you have a defense like the Eagles have.
Yeah. All right, Charles, let's get to that side of the ball. So, really good matchup here. The Rams, Stafford, he's legit. The Eagles defense, more legit. How do you size up that battle?
Yeah, that's going to be a really fun one to watch. This Sam Bradford, obviously, you know, is a hell of a quarterback. He's a Super Bowl quarterback, Super Bowl champion. He knows how to win football games, and you're not going to trick Sam Bradford. You're not going to trick him. He's
Matt Stafford
that kind of player. So when I look at what the Eagles have to what they did this week, pressure without having to blitz. That will be the key.
Yeah. And that's. How is it,
By the way, excuse me one second, is what they did against Green Bay. They only blitzed one time.
Yeah, yeah. And that's – it does feel like that, the pass rush has really come on lately or maybe more so in the second half. I didn't think when we started the season that it would harken back to the 2022 70 sack where we didn't have to blitz to generate those sacks. And then the one blitz in this last game, and then you saw all the pressure anyway. That mm-hmm. was so overwhelmingly positive. Has the D-line somehow just found their stride late in the season? It seems like they've picked up on the production.
No, I think Nolan Smith has certainly had a lot to do with it. He's making plays right now, so now you got a good rotation going. But I think the one thing that's the most positive is they've gotten better every single week. You know, we know after the bye week is kind of where we've drawn the line in the sand with this defense this year. You know, they were okay for the first four games. Eagles are 2-2. But after the bye week, all of a sudden, they got better. Vic Fangio is a terrific coach. It's an outstanding coaching staff. You know, we always talk about the head coach. We got to, if you look down the line, this is a really good coaching staff. You know, their position groups, they do a fantastic job. And the defensive line has just gotten better and better and better incrementally week in and week out as the season has gone on.
Jaws, how much are you concerned about the loss of Nakobe Dean?
By the way, I'm going through the tape, and I was sick when he got hurt. He was having one hell of a game. I mean, he was very active, flying around, getting everyone in good position. The combination of him and Zach Bond has been lethal this year. And when I saw him go down, I was just sick. He's been having such a great year and getting better every single week.
What did you see from Burks when he played? And the few times he's played this year, what do you think of him?
Oh, he's a snot knocker. I mean, this guy, if the first play, the kickoff, doesn't show you what he's the ball about, there's an example. I think it was the last game of the year, he had 17 tackles, so he's an active player. There will be a slight fall off. Some of it will be communication, because when it was obviously Bond and Dean had a great communication, that nonverbal communication during the game. They were just getting better and better. But I don't think there'll be a huge fall off, but there will be some fall off.
Jaws, I feel like 3 or 4 weeks in a row we've been asking this question, so we'll ask it again. Would you change kickers? You sticking with Jake Elliott, or are you changing kickers?
Well, yeah, I'm sticking with Jake Elliott. I hate to see him miss an extra point, but it was fortunately it wasn't a 51-yard field goal where he struggled on plus 50 field goals at 1-7. But you can't change now. There's nothing out there that's going to help you win.
Jaws, last thing for me. How can the Eagles help Jalen get his wide receivers open a little better? Like, are there things that we can do offensively that will prevent DBs from covering our wide receivers as well as the Packers did?
Well, I thought the 3rd-and-1 call, when it looked like there goes a tush push, they threw the ball. He was wide open. He missed him.
Yeah.
So there's a play call. You're taking your shot play. He just missed him. He was open. You got to hit those. Mm-hmm. But I think you can also go, and John, you've been around, you played in different systems. You can set up the shot plays. Go maximum protection. One or maybe even two receiver routes. Max. You're going to block and you're going to throw the ball to either here or throw it there. So I think you can help take those shot plays by calling them and setting them up and designing them.
Nice. The deep play action. That was Andy Reid loved the deep shot plays. It felt like the out of two backs, which I really appreciated, the early preseason game to Terrell and then the regular season to Terrell. Those are deep play action shot past 67. He's holding the ball way out as he's going to fake the stretch and then turning with double goes backside of it.
That was a Vic to Deshaun special as well. Those guys ran that very well.
Yeah,
Charles, final thing.
During my playing days, I played for one of the greatest coordinators of all time, Sid Gilman, who's in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And I mean, in our Friday quarterback meeting, he would always say, "We're going to throw one deep route a quarter." He felt that's
nice.
What you had to. And that way, you got the secondary getting back on their heels. If you let them sit in their heels and drive routes, you're gonna get good coverage.
Totally.
You must scare them. You must put fear in their hearts. You're going to throw the ball over their head.
Great point.
That's what will slow down the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jaws, two final things.
Sure.
Deion, if he's coaching the Cowboys, which he may be, what do you make of it?
I don't think it'll happen. I have great respect for Deion, what he's done. I just don't see the fit in Dallas. I don't see his style working in the NFL. He obviously is a Hall of Fame player, a great player, a great college coach. I just don't see the fit.
Interesting. All right, final thing. It's also a non-Eagles question, but it could tie into the Eagles in a couple weeks. Look, this weekend, 3 of the 4 games, almost everybody in America is going to pick the Chiefs, the Lions, and the Eagles. The game that is just fascinating, and I think it's one of the great divisional round matchups this century, Baltimore and Buffalo. Holy mackerel. Jaws, who the hell wins Baltimore and Buffalo?
That is must-see TV. But, Joe, you know where my heart is on that game. I was born and raised just outside of Buffalo. I was a Bills season ticket holder, so I'm rooting for the Bills.
You think they win?
No.
Oh, that was tough.
You didn't want to say.
That's why I said I want them to win. Yes.
Jaws, that's why you're CEO quarterback. You could have been a mayor. You could have been a governor, Jaws. I mean, you still could be.
Oh, I was going to say I'll vote for him today. Let's go.
I think the Bills win. Remember that Ravens defense. The Ravens defense is not like a normal Ravens defense.
Yeah,
their coverage is a little bit wonky at times.
Look, How good was that offensive game plan last week?
Unbelievable.
The Ravens will grind everyone. I love that.
You know, they're all king. You know, J.J. Watt, everything's slanting down inside to stop, you know, the king. All of a sudden, Lamar just kept booted outside for about 9 yards to carry. It was I know you're putting your quarterback at risk with those runs, but it's the playoff time. You got to win now or you go home. I love the game plan.
Love it. Well, Jaws, let's hope the Birds win on Sunday so we can absorb, you know, some post-game and then bang, right to that Baltimore-Buffalo game. Because I'll tell you what, no one around here is going to be in the mood to watch Baltimore and Buffalo Sunday night at the Eagles.
Dude, I was thinking how how much it ruins that game for us.
Yeah. I think it'll all work out. Jaws, stay well, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, you bet. You're the best.
Thanks.
You.